N0TR, Volt.
K2RCL, N0TR, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, and as usual, I forget your name. I'm going to say Mike. How's that for a guess?
Mike, if you want me to, but my mama called me Russell, so...
I should recognize that, Russell, because it's RCL. Oh, well. At my age, you get senile. Hopefully not yet. Well, how's your day going? It's a beautiful day out here. It's a little crispy, but beats the rain.
Definitely beats the rain, for sure. I'm making my way over to Inman, going to get a little work done, put up some handrails and stuff today, so... Hopefully while the sun's out, I can get some work done.
That sounds good. Is that what you do?
Yeah, I do a little handyman work and stuff. This project over here in Inman's been pretty big. They've had me building about a 1,300 square foot deck, and we're coming in and putting black iron pipe in for the handrails and then doing the steel cable around it so they can see out through the pasture and down toward the mountains and stuff. They got a nice place over here, about 50 acres, so they're building this little area. COVID hit and they decided they were going to do a little stay-at-home vacation place, and it's going to be kind of like a little venue for them, so I'm slowly getting it done by myself.
That's great, and a great idea, Russell. Oh, I've thought about putting a handrail on our steps in the carport. At times it would be handy, but so far it hasn't been mandatory. But the older you get, the more tottery you get.
I understand that. When they set this one up, this deck's about 9 feet off the ground at the highest point, so I want to make sure they got good rails around it and nobody falls off.
Big owie, wasn't it? My golly. Well, we haven't been to Inman since we picked up our chickens. Right now, we're headed down to Sims Automotive in Duncan to get the oil changed in the Avalon.
Well, that'll do good. As long as you keep oil changes in them nowadays, they'll usually last a good while. That seems to be the biggest thing that people overlook, is just keeping a vehicle serviced.
Because if you keep oil in them and tires on them, filters, like your intake air filters and stuff like that, they'll go forever, it seems like. This is a 2011, and we just got 70,500 miles on it, so hopefully it's got a ways to go.
We've got a little 2010 Kia Soul. It's just turned 91,000, so we hadn't hit 100 yet. We've been keeping oil changed in it. I run synthetic in it, and it comes out just as clean when I change it as it was when I put it in.
Cars. Our neighbor had one of those for a while. Now she got a, what is that thing, Bernice? It's a cheaper Toyota Yaris. She did have some computer trouble the other day, and it went into crawl mode. I didn't know cars had that. And she was out on the highway, and it would only go 10 miles an hour because the computer was confused. It was on a recall, they found out, anyways, and they put a new computer in it or something, and it's fine now. But knock on wood, we've had no problems with this Avalon, and we've had four of them, and they're great cars. I'd like to have a new one, but Bernice don't seem too enthused about that idea.
Yeah, the bad thing about the new ones is the car payments. The little Kia we got, I like it a whole lot. I especially like it since it's paid off.
And that's the case here, too. It's long since paid off. When he found it with 11,000 miles on it over at Augusta, was it? Where the big golf thing's at. And... it was 2 years old and had 11,000 miles on it. Some little old lady wanted a hybrid, so she traded it in. So we thought, wow, that's about a lower mileage as I ever heard in a used car, you know. So, the Gestapo is turning around right in front of all this traffic, and he looks like he's in a hurry. And I almost bet you, oh, wow, two of them going back in the other direction. Red light or blue lights and all.
As long as they're not after you, you're doing good.
I've only had three tickets in my life, and two of those were on motorcycles, and the other was for $8 turning left off of Broadway in Pittsburgh, Kansas at 10:30 at night. There was a new cop on the beat.
I can't say that I've only had three. Back in my younger days, I tended to not pay real close attention to those white signs with the numbers on the side of the road.
It was easy to exceed that. Shoot. Well, the funniest one that happened, wasn't funny at the time, was my wife was driving a grain truck for her mom. It was a Chevrolet pickup, and it was hauling grain to the mill, and the highway patrolman stopped her for 61, I think it was, wasn't it, Bernice?
Yeah.
In a 55. And the factory in that Chevrolet Scottsdale had put in the wrong gear for the speedometer in the transmission. And so it was not reading correctly. Well, they waived the ticket, but you still had to pay the court cost. And that burnt me. If I'd have been the one there, I wouldn't have paid it.
Yeah, they gonna get it one way or another. I remember I had a ticket in Greer and went to court, pleaded my case, and they reduced my ticket down. And when I got up to the window, it was the same amount it was to begin with. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense because the judge reduced it. And she said, well, you got court costs you got to pay. I said, so if I'd have just paid the ticket, I'd have been done and I wouldn't have spent 6 hours over here sitting in the courtroom, right?
Goes. And it flows downhill, and you generally wind up in the gutter when it comes to something like that. Well, the biggest one I ever got was $46, and I was riding my nephew's motorcycle, and we'd been cutting wood, and I was in my coveralls and all, and he said, take it once a month and run it up the highway there to 80 miles an hour and let off of it and to blow the cobs out once a month and bring it back and park it. And I did, and as I went down that hill, I'd been going 55 the whole way because it was rather brisk anyways. And as I was coming down that hill, I noticed a Kansas Highway Patrolman coming over the hill, and that would have been back in the 70s. And that was at Christmas time. And believe me, I didn't have the $46 to spare.
Yeah, it never happens at the opportune time. I think my wife and I had just got married, and I got stopped. And, well, the highway patrolman that stopped me, he was really nice. I think he probably could have took my license, but he was nice enough to just write me a $480 ticket and 6 points. And let me go on home and tell my wife about it, which was not a good thing. And the ticket wasn't so bad, you know. I went to court and they reduced it down and I paid my fine and everything was good until that insurance premium came in the mail, and then that was a shocker. I thought, well, I might as well just turn my license in. I can't afford insurance.
I don't know what I'd do if I ever got a ticket like it. You must have had it in the afterburner. Russell, I got to go. We're pulling into the maintenance place here, and it looks like they're busy. But got to find a place to park here and go in and see about getting this oil changed. There we go. Nice talking to you this morning. K4RCL and 0TR73.
Appreciate it, Tom. You and the missus have yourself a great day. Hopefully they'll get you in and out quick. And K2RCL, N0TR, I am clear in 73.
How fast was you going to get a ticket like that, Russell?
actually a combination of things. I was driving in an improper lane, passing an intersection, passing on a double yellow line, speeding, failed to stop for blue light. He just kept rattling stuff off, and I figured I was going to jail, but he was nice. He just wrote me the one ticket.
Hopefully you learned your lesson. I never did anything like that. Although I did evade a few police officers on my scooters and my motorcycles when I was delivering papers. Oh, shoot. Anyways, you have a good day. You made my day there. In general, TR's clear.
That, Tom. This is K2RCL, and I'm clear.